You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. At 3:30, we have our second edition of Flyers in 50 with Broads, Hunter Brody.
I like that segment.
I love that segment. Now, Unfortunately for Broads, since the last time we talked to him, this is the way it's going to work. He gets 50 seconds to talk about the Flyers, update us on Michkov, obviously. But if Flyers win, he gets two more seconds. The Flyers lose, we take away 2 seconds. So since his last appearance, they've lost 3 times.
Yep.
So it's Flyers in 44 today.
I've noticed a lack of tweets.
Oh, yeah. Nobody complaining.
Oh, well, you guys talk about the Eagles.
Yeah.
What about us?
Yeah,
what about us?
Rebuilding. Keith Jones. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, so you hate Jonesy.
No, I love Jonesy. I want it to happen for Jonesy. So before we get back to the Sixers and Embiid, I want to talk a little bit about Howie and the offseason he had. Specifically because we are less than 2 weeks now from the trade deadline. And the names that we have seen traded already and the names that will be traded seems like players that normally we would think about. So Davante Adams gets traded for a third and a seventh, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then Amari Cooper gets traded for a third, a conditional third round pick. And you know what we gave up a third round pick for?
Jahan Dotson.
Who just is not as good as those other guys. And it seems like Cooper Kupp will probably be about the same thing. I can't imagine him going for much more than a third, around there. So, and if you're them and you just committed to being a running team, I don't think you go and you trade for him.
Trade for Cooper Kupp.
But any of those guys would have looked much better as a third wide receiver for the Eagles. And they panicked. I think he panicked. I think they didn't think it was going to be as big an issue as it was, and they had all those. They had the Paris Campbells and John
sure.
Ross and all that kind of stuff. So,
yep.
So when we look back,
I'll tell you what else though.
What?
Well, it also doesn't help when the quarterback isn't necessarily clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah.
So what's the point of
when you only throw the one wide receiver?
Yes. This is the point of going out and getting more wide receivers.
Dotson did have more catches and targets than Devontae over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not going to happen again.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, that's not going to
happen
again.
The Devontae overcorrection this weekend is going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be lovely.
Yep.
Make sure you take him.
Yeah. So, Howie's offseason. Two parts of the offseason, the draft, free agency. So, the draft, I think, so far, you would have to say, is looking good. Because really, you want to hit on the lower round guys, but if you can hit on the higher round guys, which they haven't always had that much success doing, Quinion Mitchell looks like a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper DeJean, I don't know, but so far looks like there's something there.
Yep.
Jalix Hunt has actually gotten in games, which is
showing flashes,
which has shown some flashes. So the draft looks so far to be now Will Shipley, who knows, Anaya Smith, we haven't really seen yet.
Those guys are going to be our next year players.
Yes. See what they're made of next year.
Yeah, because Anais will be our third receiver next year, our gadget receiver.
Yep.
And Shipley, I think this is Gainwell's last year. I think he's on the final year of his deal.
Yeah, I think he's on a lifetime contract, honestly.
Well, no, I think he's on his rookie deal, and that's why they drafted Shipley, so they don't have to worry about re-signing him because they got enough money invested in
the
running
back
position already.
Yeah.
So I think Shipley is your backup running back next year for sure.
So there's also the re-signings. All of that was fine. Re-signing, you know, Jordan Mailata, good.
Yep.
Giving Landon Dickerson a contract, good. All those good.
Devontae. AJ.
Yes. The free agency doesn't look so good.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Huff, it does not seem like it so far.
Last week, but
he's heating up.
You're right, he is. He's on a 2-game streak here.
It's all relative, I guess. Devin White.
Mm-mm.
Miss.
New Texan.
Yeah. Zach Bond can play a little bit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, that's a
Come
hit.
On, we have
yeah.
Yeah, for a linebacker that I didn't even know what the hell he was going to be doing this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
He already has a career. He had a career high in tackles after two games. That so far. CJGJ, I don't know, jury's still out for me. Seems like we're going to regret that 1 week, and we haven't hit that week yet, but that's my guess on CJGJ.
Becton?
Who?
Becton's a hit.
Oh, yeah, it's a free agent move. That's right. That was a free agent move.
Yeah, Becton's a hit.
Yeah.
Saquon.
Oh, yeah, well, of course, Saquon, yeah.
So far, definitely a hit, yep.
Well, we need his legs to fall off.
Well, no, next, it's not just a one-year deal, but yes, so far, and considering, again, where the quarterback is, if we were doing this with, you know, what's his name, who's in Chicago now,
Caleb
prep.
Williams.
No. The running back who is...
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift. He's, you know, he's better than DeAndre Swift,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
So... I don't know. I think getting rid of Hassan Reddick.
Who showed up to practice today?
Yes.
Did you see video of him?
I didn't see video of it, but I saw
that. He's wearing Boomer's number, man.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes. Wow.
He's wearing number 7.
I want everybody to wear the numbers they're supposed to wear.
They're not going back to that.
But edge guys wearing 7.
Single digit numbers.
That's a quarterback number. So I guess overall you would have to give it a B minus, C plus
I would give him a solid B, and here's why. Saquon has been such a huge hit, and it wasn't a no-brainer.
No.
People say that now. We did a whole offseason trying to get Bijan Robinson here, and everybody telling us you don't win with running backs in this league. You don't waste them. You know what I mean? And now everybody loves the fact they went out and got Saquon. And if you'd have thought about you're going to give a running back in his sixth year $36 million who's been injured 3 out of the 6 years he's been in the league to play for the Giants, there's no way I would do that. That would have been that's everybody's reaction before you signed Saquon.
And I said a couple of times, if another team had done that,
We would have mocked him.
We would have mocked him.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys did it, we would have mocked
him. Good luck with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, him and Derrick Henry have been the best running backs in football.
How about that?
The two big signings.
Yeah, the two big free agent running back signings. Yes. Good players, turns out, still good.
And I actually think Derrick Henry didn't get a huge deal, right?
Yeah, what, 2 years, 22?
Right? Like, he got Saquon's deal, I think, was bigger than Derrick Henry's.
Yeah, I think that the bigger difference is the third year, which I think we have $24 million guaranteed to Saquon.
It's really just it's a 2 year deal.
2 year, $24 million, and if you want the third year, it's there.
Right.
The Huff thing feels like such a major miss that.
Yeah. Well, wait till the deadline when Ike told us they're going to go get Myles Garrett.
That's not exactly what.
Not exactly what I said.
Well, we'll see how it's
Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
And Howard said Von Miller. Howard said Von Miller. I didn't know Von Miller was still playing.
Well, he's not.
No
right
one
now.
Does. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's currently suspended.
Yes.
Okay.
No. He did the.
It's four. He's a 4-game suspension.
Yeah, something with his girlfriend or his, something like that. This offseason. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, they had those incidents that happened and then the league, they don't suspend you immediately anymore. You can wind up getting suspended in the middle of the season based off something you did in January.
Oh, really? Whenever they get to it.
Yeah, whenever they get around to it.
It's your boy Troy trying to keep everybody
in. Yeah, whenever it's on the court docket or something, yeah.
So you can't even time your bad behavior anymore. Jack, what grade would you give Howie for his offseason if you had to grade him right now?
I think a solid B. I think Huff's a miss, sure. Draft... pretty good so far.
Drafted
so far,
pretty good.
Yeah,
and Saquon's obviously a huge thing. The third round pick. Listen, for
Devin
Jahan
White,
Dotson,
a miss.
Devin White's a miss.
Yes.
And Jahan Dotson a miss.
But Devin White, they rebounded. I mean, the linebackers look pretty good for the first time around here in a while. Bond looks good. They believe in N'Kobe. N'Kobe had a big game on Sunday. We'll see if he can keep that up. But the Jahan Dotson thing just drives me nuts. I mean, like, you didn't have to do it then. Like I guess it's a mystery. I think of the market. Like he's usually very good at having foresight.
And a player.
Yeah.
100% the player too.
I'm sorry for interrupting. It seems like Washington Howie'd us.
Yes.
They found a desperate team and they
overcharged him for it.
Yep.
And what I usually give Howie a lot of credit for is always seeing the future in a way. I'm surprised you didn't see Adams getting traded, Amari getting traded, Kupp getting traded, and Hopkins getting traded. Now, I know a lot of those guys are outside guys, and they were looking for a specific slot receiver, but the last time they did that, it was Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson.
Now, to be fair, Jahan Dotson isn't a one-year guy.
Sure.
They got him on a rookie deal, so they got him for the next couple of
years.
Two
more years.
Oh, thank,
yes.
God. Thank God.
Yeah. No, all I'm saying is he has a chance to be here for offseason, still be in the offense moving forward. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
That's
and
all I'm saying.
By the way,
next year's his breakout year.
Well, we hope so.
By the way, is there a worse appropriation of assets? Is that the right word? I don't know. Is there a worse thing than spending money on a slot receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles when the quarterback doesn't throw the ball
over the middle of the field?
You know what's a worse idea?
What?
Spending a top 2-round pick on a tight end that they don't use. Well, I mean, seriously, what are we going to do with Dallas Goedert?
Goddard. Goddard's going to leave and go to Kansas City.
Well, but Goddard's 32.
No, I know, but it's the whole
thing. Is he that old?
Yeah, he's old. He's like 31,
I think. Yeah.
The slot receiver thing, they don't even use the tight end.
How long has Goddard been here?
A long time.
18, I think.
Yeah. I think he's at least 30. Because they wouldn't have paid him this offseason anyway.
So. No.
All right. So back to the question at hand. If you'd like to get in with your Howie grade, you can feel free to call 215-592-9494. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Mark's-jewelers.com. Are you ready to throw in the towel on the Joel Embiid era of the Sixers, or do you still have hope? There has been a lot of movement in this poll. So last time we checked in, it was 59% throw in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 51.
There you go.
Now I think it's maybe because I retweeted it and it got into my universe, which I think may help. So what do you want to do? Do you want to ride it out with Joel or do you want to throw in the towel? 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, how you doing? Can I tell you what I think the Elliott Subway confrontation would sound like?
Yes.
Of course.
Hey there, fella. I saw you looking at my ding. Now put your dukes up. It's that old-timey...
Yeah, we did it.
We got you now.
But that was our bit yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Gary.
Gary, you're getting there. You're getting there. You don't always have to
We'll dump this audio, Gary.
Yeah, it never happened.
No one else heard this.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, it never happened.
The dump button yesterday got used.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
We got to be careful using the dump button too often because you never know what I'm going to spout out with an F-bomb.
Man. Yeah. This guy's a loose cannon.
I was hoping you're on blood pressure medicine or you got more gummies at home or something. I was concerned yesterday.
Yeah. I got to take a break from the gummies to sleep, by the way. But do you want to ride out the Embiid thing or do you want to give up?
I mean, we got to ride it out. They can't lose anymore and we can't go back to the team that was just in the middle of the road losing. Well, I mean, yeah, I guess we're losing the first or second round anyway, but at least it's more exciting in part.
Say we at least we get to lose with a better player. Yeah, we get to watch better players.
Yeah, true. Honestly, it's part of it. Would you rather watch some Joel Embiid and some Paul George over the next couple of years, or
absolutely,
you know, or watch you know Tyrese Maxey fight for his life for the next 3 years?
He will be fighting for his life. It
go into Kelly Oubre mode where you're scoring points on a bad team all the time. So hey, for go ahead.
Did you hear? What Long said about Chris Long said about Sirianni. He's doing the script for the first 16. That's why our first quarters are iffy.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. Chris Long said that Nick Sirianni is scripting the plays.
He's like Nick, you got to get out of the building and let them script that first 15. We will
check in on that.
Yeah,
I do feel like Chris Long's basically just become a podcaster now. You know, he's full in podcast mode, mm-hmm. even though he is a former player. I don't know if he's saying that because he knows anything.
Right. How did he preface that? Did he say he's getting inside information that's happened, or he's saying that's my guess?
It was a shtick.
Okay.
So, Gary, we have a 4-pack of tickets to the Brotherly Love Card Show this Saturday and a meet-and-greet autograph session with Ike Reese at the PA Convention Center.
Ike Reese, an Iron Man.
So the question is, based on the death of Fernando Valenzuela, who was a star that shined very bright, but for a very short time?
How about Dukes with the Daisy Dukes? I mean, it brought back a whole trend of wearing clothes and love of Dukes of Hazzard back.
Wait, who wore Daisy Dukes this time?
Deuce, the Daisy Dukes song.
Oh, who did the song?
The 70s?
Yeah. Well, no, that's not the 70s. He's talking about, look at that girl with the Daisy Dukes on.
Oh, right.
I don't know, was that
in the 90s?
That was a 90s thing. Yeah. I don't know who sang that. So was that 95 South?
Here's the thing with, that was Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, Who Let the Dogs Out.
Yeah. It was one of the two groups that sang Who Let the Dogs Out.
There's two.
No. There were two. I'm sorry. There were
Whoop,
two. Whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, 95 South was Whoop, There It Is, and then there was Whoop, There It Is by somebody else.
Something Boys.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Oh, the 90s were terrible, man.
By the way, Gary from Vineland was trending up as a caller.
Yeah.
Oof, that was a
a big old step back.
But, yeah.
Hey, give him credit.
He'll bounce back.
He took a swing.
He tries to do the bits. We're in on the bits. It's good. It just didn't land.
Joe in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hi, guys. How are you today?
We're killing it, Joe.
What's up, Joe?
I know you are. First, can I say something about the Eagles?
You can say whatever you
want.
Oh, thank you very much. Listen, I'm an Eagle fan from way back, first game, 1961, Franklin Field. So I've been watching them all my life. Jalen is great. And you guys just said it a minute ago. He doesn't throw over the middle because he can't see over the middle. I mean, these guys, the defensive linemen, are all 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". He's 6 foot.
That's part of the problem.
He likes to play back, you know, the
shotgun.
Not in the pocket there, you know? And he feels more comfortable there. So we got to make more plays so that they go over the middle when he's back there in the shotgun so he can get it out fast and get it to our slot receivers, which Johan has been open. I watched him. I mean, if you watch the game, you know, he's missing some people back there. And I think he's just a little short and can't see that over the middle. And, you know, even when he comes back, they're rushing him, you know, and he can't see again.
It's definitely part of it, but he's not the first 6 foot quarterback.
Exactly. Drew Brees, a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah, and he was little.
He was 6 feet.
Yeah. Russell Wilson.
That's them. That doesn't mean it's going to happen to Jalen. I wish it would. You know, because it happened to one person doesn't mean it's going to happen to somebody else.
Oh, for sure. But I think what we're just saying is that it's not just his height.
Well, yeah, we're saying it's not just his height.
Why do you think he doesn't throw over the middle then?
Well, I think part of it is his vision is obstructed, and it's not just D-linemen. He has his own offensive linemen who are also large men. And then also, there are more people in the middle of the field, Joe. Like, it's as simple as if I put the ball in the middle of the field – there's a greater chance of something bad happening because there are more people in the middle of the field versus the outside, the numbers.
The other thing that I'd throw in there is that the time. So one thing that we've been looking at with Jalen is how quickly he makes decisions. Mm-hmm. The plays on the outside are a longer developing play than the plays on the inside. So when he is throwing to a guy that's going across the middle of the field, that is the moment he, and this goes to the more players there, the moment he has to hit that guy, I think is a lot shorter than, so part of it, I think too, is I think he might even see it and he flinches and he doesn't do it. He doesn't trust it. And then it's gone. It's over. And I think that's why we end up seeing 13, 14 pass attempts because he's not, instead of throwing it late, he's not throwing it at all, which is better than him throwing an interception or something like that. But I think it's all those things. There's a much smaller margin for error and the decision needs to be made a lot quicker when you're throwing the ball over the middle of the field.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that we have all the chess pieces in place to go to the Super Bowl. And I love Nick Sirianni. I just don't think he's the general that's going to take us there.
Well, we'll see.
He was able to do it before.
Yeah, I think that, again, And that was, you know, all the chips falling into place.
Right.
He had other coaches.
All the same things he has right now.
Yeah, but not the same caliber, I don't think.
The defense is not as good. Coaches. You mean to tell me the coaching? You didn't even know Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon before the Super Bowl. So don't give me the coaching experience those guys had in the long track record. Hell, we were getting people telling us from the Chargers fans, they hated Shane Steichen as an offensive coordinator out there. So, like they became the hot topics and the hot coaches after the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is you have two experienced coordinators right now that were more experienced than those guys were. You have the defense isn't as good as that defense was. I'll grant you that. But you can make the argument this offense is just as good, if not even better. We didn't have Saquon in 2022.
Right. I agree with you with all that. I just think there's some things there that need to be put into place. And I just,
you know what it is, Joe? The quarterback. Okay. How about that?
I agree there.
There you go. The coach has the same role today that he had when they went to the Super Bowl, the same setup. You know what's the big difference? Other than the defense is not as good as it was back then, it's the quarterback isn't playing as well as he was in 2022.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, Joe.
Can we talk about the Sixers?
We got to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't have a person. Okay.
But I don't believe in the process. The process is cheating, and nothing ever good comes from cheating.
There it is. All right. How's it?
Don't worry about it. Take a deep breath.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
He got it in there. I told him no. He did it anyway.
Do you really think, though, that this is a leader of men? I mean, come on. Come on.
Well, that's happened to me a couple of times. I'm a leader of men.
I'm just kidding. Well.
You couldn't hold that?
No, I know.
He was dying. He needed it. All right. Coming up next, we'll continue the conversation about Joel Embiid. Do you want to see it through, or are you ready to throw in the towel? 215-592-9494. And also coming up next, the leader in Flyers talk in Philadelphia sports radio is the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yes.
We will bring you Flyers talk next. Flyers in 50/44 with Broads is next.
This is the
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This is quickly becoming the one-hit wonder show.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically what we're asking.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the number one Eagle show in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. the number one Philly show in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. the number one Sixer show in Philadelphia.
We are.
And the number one Flyer show in Philadelphia.
We are.
And we prove that with Flyers and 50 with our... Now, Brodes, are we calling you Brodes or Hunter Brody? Which one are we calling you?
We're going with Brodes. By the way, I am pissed off right now. You have no clue.
Oh, wow.
Like, I can feel my toes actually curling thinking about this 44 seconds that will be delightful.
So...
Well, it won't be the first time.
With Brodes... Yeah, did Brodes' toes curling for 44 seconds? Sounds like a longer time than necessary.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Every time we're making sex jokes. Every time I'm on.
Welcome to the show, buddy. Welcome to the show. It's either that or fart. You know, one of the two. So, okay. So the way that Flyers and 50 with Brodes works is Brodes gets 50 seconds to talk about the Flyers because we are the number one Flyer show. If they lose in between, you know, in between Flyers and 50s, you lose 2 seconds. If they win, you gain 2 seconds. They're 0-3 since your last appearance, so you only get 44 seconds, Brodes.
Yeah, not good. So last time we spoke, I was angry that I only had 50 seconds.
Right, they deserve
now,
it this
actually,
time?
I'm honored that I have 44 seconds.
You are lucky we brought you back, buddy. I mean, you might be ruining the Flyers season.
They're a disgrace.
All right. Here we go. It is time for Flyers in 50.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. If I'm going to rip Nick Sirianni, I got to rip Torts. Are they ready to play? Do they look like they take the ice with a purpose? He scratches Forster. This team can't even score with him out there. You're going to take out a goal scorer? Oh, when Tippett's missing the net, TK can't bury. The team can't score. And not only that, their power play sucks. And Torts knew that all last year. So he enters the year knowing with the man advantage, they got to start putting the puck in the net. And it got worse. It somehow got even worse. He's putting Michkov with four liners. He's pissing off the captain. I mean, I'm getting sick of it. We're, what, 5-6 games in? They're on a 5-game losing
streak. Oh, there we go.
Bro, that was pretty good.
Yeah, we're going to need more than one Michkov reference. In come on.
No, you're audience.
I mean, he's got 5 points in 6 games. He's the only one who's showing up. I'm angry. So I got to start throwing shots at everybody else involved. And I'm not messing around. This John Tortorella thing, you know, keep an eye. Keep an eye. I saw them fire Lobby after 3 or 4 games into the season.
Yeah, well, listen, I tell you, bro, it's far be it from me to be the hockey guy.
Yeah.
But I gave Torts 3 years. I said, I don't know if he's here after 3 years, man. His leash is always short. And quite frankly, bros, when a team loses 3 in a row, I think you deserve more time. You need more time to get this off your chest, man.
All right. Then I'm going to make an executive decision. Brodes, okay. I'm giving you 10 more seconds right now. Go.
Right now? Okay. All right. How about this? The fact that you're giving up shorthanded goals when Ovechkin takes a penalty, you should be able to produce and get the barn jumping. Instead, the complete opposite happens, and you deflate. You deflate the whole building.
Here we go again.
What I got, boys.
I love it.
This is the best,
right,
man.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
It's like, have a great show.
There you go. You can, when are you on next, Brodes?
Oh, on tonight, baby. 10 o'clock. Don't turn the dial.
Oh, there you go.
Brodes is on tonight. And you can follow Brodes on Twitter at Brodes81. So
yes.
There you go. Thank you, Brodes.
Appreciate it, Brodes.
You know, I thought... With all
that's
of
a
the,
good segment, man.
So in on Flyers in 44.
Yes, I love it.
If he's going to be like that, I'm looking forward to it.
Ripping the coach? We're a big rip of the coach.
Start ripping us.
He's ripping everybody.
Yep.
He's fired up.
You know, if you're a big Flyers fan heading into this season, they weren't supposed to be good yet, but there was supposed to be some promise. And when you start off like this, having watched a lot of process, you know, seasons start off in a very difficult way, I just
like 0-33, 0-30. What was it?
It just they lost. They weren't 0-N, were they?
Maybe it was 1-30.
Yes, yeah. I feel bad.
That's
for the Flyers.
That's impressive to do, actually.
Yes, I remember they beat the Lakers. It was during Kobe's. The streak ended with it was Kobe's farewell tour.
So it did. I remember that.
Yes, I remember my wife looking at me in our living room as I'm watching the game, and I was so happy, like they had won the championship or something. I had a tear in my eye. She's like, what are you so happy for? I'm like, they won. They never win. Well,
that's when they had to go get Ish Smith.
They did.
Save the season.
Save the season. So, well, I love Flowers in 50. Thank you, Broads, for filling up 54 seconds. We gave him 54 seconds. Uh-oh. Can you hit the breaking news thing?
Breaking news.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry for taking the Lord's name in vain.
No, it's okay.
All right.
What is as big as this?
Per Shams Charania. Okay. The NBA is likely to commence an investigation into the Philadelphia 76ers surrounding the player participation of All-Star center Joel Embiid, sources told ESPN. More to come on NBA Today on ESPN right now.
I'm just riffing, baby.
Holy cow, man. See, this is... Hold up.
They tried it to load management one time. And they're getting investigated.
Let me ask you this.
Well, now...
This is gonna be awesome. Better.
Okay.
I'm wondering if, obviously, you got national people talking about it. If the Sixers are sending a message that he's healthy...
And other teams are asking, why is he not playing?
Yes, why is he not playing? So that's really what's happening.
So I think what is really happening here, rather than... I know that the appearance is, the Sixers are doing something. They're hiding something. They're doing something nefarious. I think what's actually happening is teams are penalized for sitting healthy players.
Mm-hmm.
And they get frustrated when they are sitting healthy, and especially this particular organization. So when a team like this... is doing this, and they say he's healthy, other teams are like, well, we have to play our players. Why are we not playing? Yep. Why are they not playing their player? And I just as a little piece of information and advice to the Philadelphia 76ers, you should have gotten ahead of this. Should have got ahead of it 2 weeks ago. Said, here's how far he is away from playing. He's rehabbing his knee. He had knee surgery whenever. He re-aggravated it, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But they chose not to. So now I don't think anything will come of this, really. But it's just, it makes everything more annoying again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, I'm sure the NBA will want to know, is he injured or not?
Right. Like, what's going on here, guys?
Yeah, they're going to want to know if he's injured or not. Then when you say he's not, they're like, okay, well, why is he not playing then?
Yes. Now, and the interesting to note, the Kawhi thing happened before these rules.
Yes.
Caused these rules.
Caused these rules.
Well,
yes.
It was the Spurs who did it first. The Spurs were doing it first. The Spurs were doing the whole load management thing first. They won the championship. Yep. That was another Kawhi year, actually. And then they came up with these rules because people were rightly frustrated that they were buying tickets. And I'm sure the Sixers... or the NBA has also heard those complaints for customers. So we'll get back to your calls right after Ike tells you this.
I almost forgot. Hey, did you know there's never been a better time to save on a brand new Acura than right this second at Elite Acura during the Elite Fall for All event? Now, they're rolling into fall with unbelievable savings on their selection of over 175 new Acuras. You can lease a new 2024 Acura ZDX with the A-Spec package for $319 a month, but that's not all. They're taking it to the next level with a $4,000 Acura loyalty appreciation offer on top. You can also lease a new 2024 Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive for $429 a month. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these offers and more during the Elite Fall for All event going on right now at Elite Acura. Head over. They're on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Tell them Ike sent you. Or shop their entire inventory online anytime at EliteAcura.com. Call them 567-908-0528 for offer details. He likes when I say it's call him.
All right. So I'm going to present a number to you that has not been fact-checked. It was just something somebody tweeted to me. I want to present to you both.
Okay.
In regard to Embiid. This came from Tim on Twitter. Since coming to the Phillies, Bryce Harper misses an average of 41 games per season, which is 25% of the season.
Don't like where this is going.
Close to 275 games missed the last 6 years, about the same percentage of games Embiid misses every year. So, I have mentioned a double standard. Why does Bryce not get labeled with the same injury-prone brush that Joel does?
I think he's starting to. I think people
are starting to
talk.
It's not as bad, but you're right. It's starting to get there.
Because he has some freak ones too. Like I know Embiid got hit in the face, and Bryce
has been hit, but with two pitches, right?
Yeah. One was off the wrist and one was off his face, but he survived that one. Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to people just trust Bryce more. And I think that they like how hard he plays the game.
Mm. Selectively.
Is that you? Is that your...
Selectively.
Yeah, is that your take on this?
Well, our whole take is that they need a Pete Rose.
to compliment...
Yeah, but isn't Bryce
he's supposed to be the Pete Rose?
Isn't he the Pete Rose?
He's supposed to be.
Who's the Pete Rose?
Only thing I can think of is baseball. He plays more games still.
Yeah, I think people just don't. Part of it is people don't pay the same amount of attention.
You can miss 30 games of baseball and you still feel like you watched the entire season.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's part of it.
Also, and I mean, as a viewer, you can miss watching 30 games and still feel like you've watched the whole year, and you see Bryce out there for 125 games. Sure. You just feel like you watched him all year.
I also think there's this notion that Embiid's broken down by the time the playoffs start, and Bryce traditionally
is usually
plays
healthy.
Better,
yeah,
plays
that's true.
Yep.
Yeah, well, it's that does missing. Matter. That matters. That's a good point there, young buck. That probably matters more than anything is that Bryce is usually not injured going into the postseason.
Well, and I do think, and I said this in the middle of the season when Bryce started struggling again with injury stuff. I think it was when the back thing happened and we had the hamstring and then we had the elbow thing, is the Phillies need to start planning as if they need another best player.
Right.
The same way the Sixers have. In that, but I think they might need to, the Sixers went and got a 34-year-old. I think this is when you have to start thinking about, okay, Bryce is heading into a new era of his career, which we have been part of already with all these injuries, where we may need to plan. If Bryce is smart, I know no one's going to like this, but if the Phillies are smart with Bryce, they will start managing him in the way that the Sixers are thinking about managing Embiid, right, and give Bryce off more days so he's not, because he just feels like physically broken down to me. Just he has so many little ailments, and I think it's he's been in the league since for 11 or 12 years, how many years it is.
Yep.
He's got a very, very, very
violent swing.
Mm-hmm. When he is playing hard, he plays very, very hard, even maybe to his detriment sometimes. And I think they're just going to have to understand that instead of having him play 120 games because he had three nagging injuries, maybe you try to avoid those nagging injuries. And I know he was good during the playoffs this year, but we did have a scare with one of those injuries 3 weeks before the playoffs where he hadn't hit a home run in a month because of these injuries. So that's something that they're going to have to look at moving forward, And I'm sure they're aware of it too. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good day, man.
What up?
What up, Chris?
What up? So let me get into the Sixers a little bit, and then I get a couple bones to pick. But, the Sixers, the problem is that they're tone deaf and wrong. They are trying to figure out why we don't trust them. Now we got even more evidence not to trust them. The league doesn't trust them, but they kept telling us to trust the process. Then they threaten to go to Jersey, and be fraudulent to move to Jersey. Like, that's not a shot at you.
Spike,
no offense. I didn't take offense to it.
we just watched the Phillies collapse on us. Sorry, Jack, but it's true. And then we're dealing with the Nick Sirianni nonsense. So this fan base, we are looking for somebody to just catch the ire of our eye. And the Sixers graciously waved their hand and said, look at us.
Yeah, I think that's true. And we said when the Phillies lost when they did, at some point on this show we said, oh, no, the Sixers, they could have had cover. Right now, if the Phillies had a run, they could have had some cover, and they don't. Not only do they not have cover, I think you're right in that they have made everybody more annoyed than they would have been. So I think that definitely contributes a little bit to it.
Yeah, tragic missteps. A couple of points of reference here. Goddard's 29.
Okay.
Jack, not 32.
That's a big difference.
Well, his career might as well be over. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the movie you were thinking of with Macaulay Culkin's The Good Son.
All right. It's 2 hours ago, Chris.
Yeah,
lock in.
Listen, just about accountability here, right? That's what I'm doing, all right? Trying to keep people accountable.
All right.
And, Worm, man, the breaking news. I'm going to enjoy this Sixer season so much. And you keep going back to Bryce. Keep going back to that well because it makes it more enjoyable. It's so much fun.
Wait, what are you saying now? Are you saying that the Sixers Worm is that what you're... Oh.
Yeah, the Sixers Worm. Well, listen, the season didn't even start yet. And we're already getting breaking news. But anyway. Yeah.
Hey, what did I say about Bryce Harper that was wrong, by the way?
A lot of things. We don't have time for all
that. No. Just now, because you brought it up. What was wrong?
Oh, no, you were just taking shots at him.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
He doesn't play, so why does he get a pass? In my opinion...
What's wrong about what I said?
Totally different seasons, a lot longer, so you expect that. And then here's the other thing. Here's why Bryce does get a pass, though. In the playoffs, he does show up in some of the biggest moments. Now
some of the biggest moments he doesn't show up, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Joel... you haven't gotten us past the second round, and our lasting burned in our brain highlight of Joel in the playoffs was when him and Harden walked up and down that court, and he has not undid that, and that's the problem. That's why he's stuck in the position where he is. Hey guys, I don't know if you want a little give Jack a heads up on Eagles Insider, but I did swear to you that there's no way they're bringing Redick back, and I told you the problem with Pops, they don't like Pops. And Jack actually started texting me, he's probably trolling me, saying, hey, look, you know, we're getting conflicting reports, your legacy's on the line. And it turns out, no, he re-signed, and he did not come back.
No. You, if you had really had an insider with the Redick thing, somebody would have told you that they couldn't trade for Redick, which we found out after your report. Mm-hmm. And your report about Isaiah Rodgers was wrong.
That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying. So, anyway... Here's what I'm going to leave you with my answer to your question.
Okay? Yes.
And, Spike, I wonder if you had these pants. How about we go with the guy that was king of the castle for a short while in our time frame, MC Hammer.
MC Hammer's a good one.
MC Hammer pants?
That is a good one.
MC Hammer... Hold on, was he? Yeah, I guess so.
It wasn't a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
He had a few hits.
He got rich and got broke all in about the same 5-year period.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too Legit to Quit, my favorite MC Hammer song with Dion in the video.
Oh, that's your favorite one?
Yes.
Too Legit to Quit. Yeah.
That
was the Falcons song. That was yeah.
Because I love those Falcons. I had a Dion jersey when I was a kid.
Dion, Andre Rison.
Yeah. You guys root for our teams? I mean, holy cow.
I do. But I I'm a sportsman, unlike you. I respect the sport.
You did tell the listeners you've been following sports for 40 years.
Yes, and I'm a sportsman. I don't know about you, but I'm a sportsman. I respect talent when I see it.
You know, he wasn't really talking about the Hammer pants. He's talking about MC Hammer.
Yes.
Okay.
But I did not have Hammer pants. Did you?
No, I never had the Hammer pants.
I did not have Hammer pants.
The Hammer is real, for real.
Yeah, Turn His Mother Out was my MC Hammer song.
Another great tune.
Especially the video.
Yes.
Yo, Hammer, they say you ain't hitting in New York. Yeah, man, that was my jam, man.
Turn this mother out. All right.
Yes.
Coming up next, a guy who did have the Hammer pants, that is Brian Baldinger. We'll find out what Baldy thinks of the Eagles shifting to a quote-unquote running team, and is their defensive performance real? They played two bad offensive teams. Is the defensive improvement real? Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.